Michael, it's good seeing you again.
Good to see you, Mayor.
Yeah, you bet.
Commissioner Hardesty, I have a question for you. I read somewhere you're leading a rally at 1 o'clock. Are we about to lose you because we have three emergency items, and I just want to make sure we manage our time.
I will be here through these, and actually I think these will be answered very quickly. They won't take the time.
Can we deal with them together?
We have to do 124 separately, but we can read 25 and 26 together.
Okay.
So that'll speed things up a bit. 124, please. Pulled from consent.
Pay property damage and bodily injury claims of Jacqueline Van Arkel in the sum of $22,555 resulting from a motor vehicle collision involving the Portland Police Bureau.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your patience. You learned a little bit about 5G.
I did. I don't know if I had heard of it before.
Very good. Commissioner Hardesty had some follow-up questions on this item.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being here. And my questions are really brief. My question was, I noticed that there were three accident claims that we are voting on today, and I just wanted to know if there's a trend that we should be concerned about, because all three of these accidents were with Portland Police Bureau vehicles. And so I just wanted to make sure it was on the record. That just caught my attention that there was three at one time. They're for small claim amounts, but I wanted to hear that on the record. Thank you.
Right. And, you know, and I don't know that there's really a trend or an uptick in them. We could, you know, possibly run some sort of report and get that to you to let you know if we're getting more accidents. I mean, we're on the road all the time every day, so we do have a lot of accidents, not just police, but other bureaus too. But we'd be happy to try and get that data for you if you like. I don't have it available right now today.
I think a follow-up, if I can just speak to this point. We deal with a lot of property damage and bodily injury claims on consent, and they're not exclusive to the police bureau. We have infrastructure bureaus that have trucks and cars and things. And these things are normally negotiated with individuals through their attorneys, then go through our risk management, and so the dollars are usually not in question. My suggestion is we approve them, but that the commissioner get a briefing on trends, and also what steps are. Frankly, I think we all want to know what steps are we taking to prevent these from happening. Are there any policies, policy issues, which are raised by virtue of having these claims on a regular basis?
Right, and we can absolutely look into that and get that information to you.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz Fish. in addition, though, I would like to know whether or not in any of these accidents there was any discipline involved.
Discipline is something that's handled directly with the police department. Risk management doesn't get involved in that part of the claim. We're just, you know, our job is to make the person whole again. But that's up to the Bureau.
Thank you. I appreciate your response to that. Yes, your risk management. But for me, I would love to have a rounder conversation about, like, well, how do we close the loop? I mean, accidents happen, and certainly with wet payments and ice and all the good stuff that we encounter, accidents do happen. But when I start seeing a trend, then I want to know that the Bureau is at least having conversations with their employees to find out why that is and to do any corrective action that needs to take place. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And Mayor, I'm happy to support these today, but those questions, I just wanted to make sure we're on the record and that additional information would be coming to my office.
Yes.
Very good. Public testimony on item 124.
I don't have sign-up sheets for any of these.
Call the roll.
Fritz?
So the city's adopted Vision Zero, which says that all crashes are avoidable, and that we also put into place a required follow-up with city employees who are involved in crashes. I'm very concerned that the number of, we do get them on a fairly frequent basis, and that this may be due to distracted driving, since they have the mobile display units in their patrol vehicles. I think we should be looking into voice guided directions coming from the computers, or even looking at pairing up officers so that they don't have to concentrate on, so that one could be concentrating on drivers and the others can be concentrating on avoiding crashes. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Please read.